The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you once again. You are our Father, you love us so much, and we glorify your holy name. We lift up high far above the heavens and we say, Lord, you are good. Lord, we are ready. We will receive. Lord Jesus, we will receive from you, and our life will not remain the same. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue with our study with Phoebe, and we are still on that Romans 16, verses 1 and 2. Like we said, less than 50 words were spoken about this woman, but there were so many things that we can learn from her. The Bible said that she was a servant. I'm reading from Romans 16 again. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church. Who is a servant? The word servant means diakonos, where we get our word deacons and deaconess. You know, they are servants. These are the type of people that we had that were written about in that Acts chapter 6, where we have deacons that were helping the apostles, and the apostles were concentrating on the word of God, while these deacons and the deacons, they were concentrating on other assignments in the body of Christ. So we will see that deacons and deaconesses, they are really needed also in the body of Christ. And this is the office of Phoebe. This is the where she was occupying, a servant of the church. So many times we don't know that we are called to serve. We are just called to serve. There's no other thing that we expected to do other than to serve. Our gifts are not meant for us. They are meant for service. Look at it this way. If you see the apple tree, we only display the fruits. We show everyone the fruits, but he's not going to eat out of the fruit. He's going to give it to others to eat. When we look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, let's see what it says concerning the gift that God has given to us. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in his various forms. The gift that is given to us, whatever gift that you have got, is meant to serve others. The Lord, just as the arm is given to the body to serve the whole body, just as the nose is given to the body to serve the whole body, just like the ears have been given to the body to serve the whole body, so also every one of us in the body of Christ, we have been called to serve everyone. We are not to use that gift to manipulate or to become arrogant or to think that we are indispensable. Or to think that, oh, if I don't come to church today, then the church will be in great problem because my gift is so necessary. Or if I don't sing in the choir, then how can they have anything? If I don't preach in the church, how can they get the word of God? You know, if I don't give to the church, where are they going to get money to do anything? Everything we are given is to serve. If we get that right, then there won't be any problem. Anyone who uses a gift to create disunity among God's people is misguided. Anyone who uses the gift that God has given him or her to make herself or himself to look as if He is the Lord now, and everybody must be worshiping him or her. That person has missed it. You see, gifts are for building up the entire church, not for making one person feel proud and another feel left out. And we will see that Paul listed several gifts, but there is no reason to suppose that this list is completed. It's not comprehensive, because even in our present age, you know, the worship leader is not put in those gifts that we have read. If you look at that 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, and you look at Romans chapter 12, you will see that all these gifts are mentioned. And you will see that there are so many, like the greeter. You know, the greeter is not put there. But do you know that the greeter, at the time that the Holy Spirit wants the greeter to come up, he started to give people the gift of greeting, to be able to say the right thing. Do you know that there are some people that are put at that door to greet? Instead of saying good morning, they can say good afternoon and say, oh, I'm sorry, oh, good evening. Oh, I'm sorry, I wanted to say good morning. Invariably, it has caused confusion in somebody that is coming to the church for the first time. But for the one who has been given that gift, without any effort, he says the right thing. He's able to say the right thing to the baby that is brought to the church. He's able to say the right thing to the teenager that is coming to the church at the first time, even before listening to the message at all. I'm just using the greeter as an example, because there are so many offices that we are just overlooking in the body of Christ, and yet they are all very important. We must understand that to be a servant, there are some things that are necessary. And again, I will want all my sisters to really listen to this. The Lord has not seen any gift to be superior to the other. No gift is inferior to the other. But you must be in the perfect place that God wants you to be, without being envious of other gifts, without thinking that, oh, the pastor ought to have put me there, you know, because I know how to pray. Why is he not putting me in prayer? If the Lord wants you there, this is what happens. Before you start to function in the body of Christ, it has been ordained in heaven. That's the meaning of ordination. Ordination means something that has been settled in heaven and is now manifesting in the physical. And so, if you are saying that I ought to be in that position and you are not there, you check and see where God wants you to be. And if that is the place God wants you to be, nothing is going to hinder you. You will get there. But you have to make sure that you are not struggling for position. Because I tell you what, when we get to heaven, in front of the throne of Lamb, and we're going to give reward, we're going to receive reward concerning everything that we have done. Do you know the Lord is not looking at how big or how great, but he's looking at how faithful and how sincere and how much you have used the love of God to use that gift. That's all that God is going to use to give us reward. Otherwise, if the Lord is going to give us reward according to how big, it means that some people who are given the gift of just discipling people one by one, they will be ashamed. But you know that a lot of disciples will receive crown when a lot of people who we think are giants will not be able to receive anything. Because we have to do it in the mind of Christ. We have to make sure that love is the basis of everything that we are doing. Phoebe, as a deaconess, that means as a servant, was ready to serve, just as that 1 Peter 4:10 says, that use your gift to serve others. Don't use your gift to arrogate to yourself unnecessary attention. Be humble. There should be humility in our serving. Phoebe was called a deaconess because to be a deaconess or to be a deacon must be a serious-minded person. I'm not saying that we should go with a long face, not frown our face, not being able to smile, or not being able to relate with people. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that it's somebody that is focused on the work of God, that he is thinking or she's thinking about how the work of God will progress. A lot of people don't want to be a server. They just want to be the head. Even if you are the head, then you are a big server. You are a big servant, serving the others. There's no one in the body of Christ that is not serving. Phoebe, as a deaconess, to be a deaconess, has to be a serious-minded person. She has to be committed to Christ, not to herself. Do you know that a lot of people, they go to church today to serve for so many reasons? Just like Sapphira and Ananias, they wanted to serve, but because they want to attract popularity to themselves. But, you know, Barnabas have just given a piece of land. And they say, okay, what's the big deal? Giving piece of land. We can do that also. Sapphira, can't we do that? Say, oh, of course, we can do that. This attention is giving so much to Barnabas. Everybody now even changed his name. He's now called Son of Encouragement, Son of Encouragement, encouraging us. We also can encourage, not knowing that everybody has a part to play. You don't have to arrogate attention to yourself. You don't have to attract attention to yourself. You know, Ananias and Sapphira was an example, as recorded in Acts chapter 5, of people that do not stay at their own calling. Unfortunately, they were destroyed. They died one after the other because they ended up becoming liars. Because the focus is not on Jesus. They were not committed to Jesus, but they were focusing on themselves, how they're going to be popular. To be a servant also, you have to be committed to the mission of the church. What is the mission of your church? If you don't know it, ask your pastor, what's the mission of this church? So that you can be committed to it. You know, a body is unity. When you go and your pastor or the deacons or the Sunday school teacher or someone in the church is always the topic between you and your wife or between you and your husband, looking at their faults, then you are not following the mission of the church. It's not as if people are perfect, people can make mistakes, but it's better you pray for that person. Or you go to that person, you pray with the person, and you tell that person your observation. If you are sincere in your heart, then that person is not going to take offense. But usually, we are gossipers in the church. Even unbelievers are not they don't gossip as Christians gossip. We gossip concerning the choir. We gossip concerning the youth leader. We gossip concerning the pastor. We gossip concerning the pastor's wife. It's all gossip. And so the Holy Spirit cannot stay in the church. We are still to serve, not to make the church of God a ground for pollution. Let's stop spiritual problems by spreading germs. We are not to spread germs. A servant is a student to be committed and committed to standing by the minister or the pastor if you want to become a pastor. And from my little experience, I've seen that a lot of people want to become pastor. We all just don't know that pastors, they are a student to be servants, just serving. They are called servants, servants of the Lord. If you want to become a pastor, you can become a pastor if the Lord wants you to be a pastor. But do not say because you want to be a pastor, you go on tearing down your pastor. It's not good. You can change your mind today. Phoebe did not do that. We will continue with her. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you because you are a faithful God. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to be a valuable part of the body of Christ. We don't want to turn to a gossip. We don't want to become a double-tongued person. We don't want to go on like an unbeliever. When we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we don't want to be an enemy in the body of Christ, but we want to be a friend. Lord, give us the grace today that our different churches will be healthy and our different churches will be filled with the manifestation of the power of Holy Spirit, that there will be healing, there will be deliverance, there will be salvation in our church. We will not bring germs to our church again, but we will be carrier of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.